Lynn Classical basketball standout, soccer standout, and performing in spring track at this time. Ava Thurman from Lynn Classical High School is joining us. Ava, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, of course. I'm very excited.
Well, congrats on winning the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award. You're no stranger to this award, winning it a year ago. So congrats, and any reaction to being a two-time winner?
I'm just very grateful. You know, I work really hard, so it's obviously, you know, very fun to get recognized for your hard work, so thank you.
Yeah, and again, it's an athletic and academic award. We'll get to the academics in just a moment. Let me just back up to the fall and have you talk a bit about soccer. I know you were a standout in the league for the Greater Boston League for classical soccer. So give me a note or two about your soccer season this past year.
Soccer was great this year. You know, we had some coaching issues going into the beginning. You know, we weren't too sure how our season was going to play out, but, you know, we were all really pleasantly surprised with the way it turned out. We had a very good season. You know, we did end up losing the first round of the state tournament, but besides that, you know, it was just a great season all around, and I think all the girls really enjoyed it as well.
And then on to basketball, an undefeated regular season. No coaching issues with Coach Tom Sawyer, though, right?
No.
No, he's terrific. And, of course, Player of the Year in the Greater Boston League, so I guess, what a special regular season that was for you guys.
Yeah, it was amazing. And, like, once again, none of us, you know, could have expected something like that, you know. I mean, nobody expects to go undefeated and nobody expects to, you know, lose every game. But, you know, it was just, it was really special and we all really loved it.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to digress on you here. But Lynn Classical girls basketball a number of years ago, and this goes way back. Do you know Mr. Constantino there at the school?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, he was the girls basketball coach, and I was working at a local radio station. And classical basketball had lost so many straight games. I mean, seasons of straight games, maybe. And they finally won a game, and I called him up, and I interviewed him on my show, and I guess he still remembers that to this day. But you do lose all the games sometimes, you know,
yeah.
And you don't expect to. But that was the turning point of Lynn Classical girls basketball for sure. And you guys have been so successful for so long now. And I guess I digress. Tell me about this team, because it was a very special team, and some of your teammates on this classical hoop team.
Yeah, we were all very, very close, you know. They're all my friends on the court and as well as outside of the court, you know, they're all really close to me. And then one of them I'm also going to Suffolk with, Taya Brown. I love her to death, so I'm just super excited. And we all really meshed super well because we were that close off the court.
All right, so now I guess you have not done spring track in the past, the third season for high schoolers, but you did this year. So tell me about what you did for spring track at Classical this year.
Yes, so I used to play AAU in the spring, so I was never able to participate in a spring sport. So I just decided to, you know, do something since I can't do AAU anymore as, you know, a senior. So I decided to take up spring track, stay in shape. A couple of my friends do it, so it was just, you know, something fun to do to keep up my time.
All right, well, let's talk academics here. So if you were to be asked, like I'm going to ask you right now, what is your favorite subject in high school, whether it be English, history, math, science? What subject area might you pick?
I'd probably say my science courses I find the most interesting.
Any particular science course? I mean, there's, because that's so varied. You got physics, chemistry, yeah. Biology.
I took AP biology last year. I really enjoyed it. And this year I took anatomy, which I also really enjoyed.
Yeah, so, and other AP, do you take other AP classes other than in the sciences?
Yes, I do. I take AP government, AP psychology, and AP English this year.
That's fantastic. And have you had maybe an inspirational teacher or two or course at Classical you could give a shout out to and drop a teacher's name?
Yes, I would love to drop off two of them. They've been a great help to me this year and last year. Mr. Johnson was my AP microeconomics teacher junior year, and Mr. McQueen was my AP language teacher junior year. They've both been
great. And About those class, although actually, let me get to the Suffolk thing in just a moment. What about extracurricular activities at school or outside of school? What kinds of things have keep you busy outside of all the academics and athletics?
Well, I do. This year, I did the Best Buddies program with a few of my friends, which is basically helping children who are have learning disabilities or maybe autism, but who are also, you know, our peers at classical. So, you know, we hang out with them sometimes, and it's just a really good time. And I also go to the gym year-round outside of my actual organized sports, and, you know, I have some hobbies on the side, like drawing, that I like doing at home. So
nice. Well, tell me about your plans for Suffolk. I know that you have kind of a major picked out. Maybe share with our listeners what you're looking to major in at Suffolk.
I'm looking to major in sports marketing, and Suffolk just partnered with the Celtics, so that's a really cool opportunity that might be ahead of me.
Nice. Wow. And when you go into sports marketing, what are some of the other classes? Obviously, you got to get into a business thing, but it's not so much the sciences like you were talking about with anatomy and those kinds of things, right? I think I have that right.
Yeah, it's more like a, you know, economics type thing, you know, learning about like demand and, you know, what people want to see and stuff like that.
All right, so that'd be exciting. What? Let's see here. By the time this airs, the Celtics would have played their next game. So I'm not going to ask you or have you give me a prediction on the next Celtics game, because this won't be up until another day or so after that. But what a season, huh?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So I guess maybe one of the last couple of things here. If you want to shout out to a family member, team member, or someone else, who would you want to say hi to or give a little shout out to for, you know, supporting you at Classical High School and through the school years?
Yeah, just my family and my coaches, especially, for always being there. Coach B, Coach Rob, Coach Sawyer, you know, they've done everything for me. And obviously my teammates, you know, my girls, I love them to death. And Kaya, I'm super excited to go to her next year.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. It's always nice to, you know, you're leaving the city, but you're going with a friend. So that'll be a great experience to share for sure. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Ava, anything else to share with us here? What do you have planned for the immediate summer coming up here in just maybe hours, if you will?
Hopefully, you know, I've been in contact with my coach from Suffolk, so he's probably going to set out some stuff we can do, and, you know, starting to play basketball again, which I'm super excited for. You know, hopefully get a job to, you know, save up for my Boston adventures. So I'm excited.
Exactly. Actually, I should follow up on that with that. So you are planning to play basketball at Suffolk. And so tell me more about that and the team. And will Kaya be joining you with that plan?
Yes, we're both playing basketball. We both do have roster spots next year, and we're both really excited. You know, the girls are great. I've met some of them. You know, I've met the coach, obviously, and he's a great guy. I'm super excited.
Perfect. All right. Well, Ava, thanks so much for taking some time to join us, for sharing your story with our listeners and so on. And congrats on your second Moynihan Student Athlete of the Month award. And I guess it'd be even better, Ava, if you could get the two awards in one year for the two sports. But you've done it twice for basketball for sure. So, Ava, congrats. It's great seeing you, talking to you again. And best of luck at Suffolk come fall.
Thank you.
Ava Thurman with us here on MSO, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month here on MSONewsSports.com.